PSNstores.com followers or anyone else who has stumbled upon this audio file, I hope it finds you well. The time is 1917 Eastern Daylight Time on May 7th, 2013. Welcome to Episode 2 of Deadly Premonition Quick Listens. My name is Eric G. from PSNstores.com, and this is a feature spotlighting the recently released Deadly Premonition, the Director's Cut. I plan to continue these quick listens in character as the game's protagonist, FBI Special Agent Francis York Morgan. Enjoy. Zach, I'm on my way to another town in the boondocks to chase a lead about a homicide of a young woman. On my way into Greenvale, I suffered a severe car crash. Well, there goes the civilized world, eh, Zach? After I got my bearings, I found a steel pipe and trying to find my way across a very thick path. I saw some visions of a man, or mannish thing, and I did come across a mangled dog body. I suppose the two have something in common, as the thing was carrying some sort of axe. I've also come in contact with what I'm going to refer to as wandering shadows. These seem to be undead. I'm not even sure if they're alive or not. They moan things like, "Don't kill me," very hauntingly, and I have no choice but to kill them, as they're are sometimes wielding weapons, and they attack me fiercely. I've been through a lot of crazy situations, but this one takes the cake so far. On my way into Greenvale through the forest, I found a couple of generators. I restored power to the grid and found an overgrown sign with the name Greenvale printed on it. I found a couple of other generators along the way, one of which has been badly damaged by what looks like scratch marks. I've reported to HQ a couple of times to update on them on my progress. I found another car, smashed into an electric pole. However, the driver is nowhere to be found. I wonder where he is. I also encountered the red-hooded black figure with an axe. I evaded him for now, but I suppose he will be recurring throughout the rest of my journey. I wonder, Zach, is he real? If so, is he a threat? There also seems to be supernatural red ivy, which locks doors and makes my progress a little bit harder. Upon entering the town of Greenvale, I met the deputy sheriff, Emily Wyatt, and the actual sheriff, George Woodman. I told the sheriff that it's my personal duty to investigate homicides to help me with profiling. The sheriff has clearly stated that he does not need my help. He also calls me Agent Morgan, which is slightly off-putting. I tell everyone, call me York. That's what they all call me. He seems to have something going on. The license plate for his car is I Love Mom. That's ILUVMOM. I wonder if Greenvale's self-appointed king has an Oedipal complex. While resting up at the hotel, I had another one of those dreams, Zach. Within this dream, there were two seats, an unlocked door, a sugared donut, and some red leaves lifting off of the ground. The door was unlocked, and I walked through it. It led to a red-leaved path. What lies beyond this path, Zach? I look forward to finding out. This is FBI Special Agent Francis York Morgan, signing out.